Allison Ballard, Frank Lewis Allen, welcome.
Hiya.
Thank you.
With the annual Jesters theatrical performance on the horizon, Allison, real briefly, tell us who and how cool those Jesters are.
Well, the Jesters is a group of people with developmental disabilities, and the program's been around for 40 years. It's a performing arts program supported and administered by the University of St. Francis, and the program creates opportunities for this year, this group of 80-plus people, ranging in age from 8 to senior citizens, to come together and have fun doing performing arts.
What a treat. Now, Frank, you are a graphic artist and musician here in Fort Wayne, so how did you get involved with the Jesters?
Well, they had me in as a guest artist for the art program one day, and I was just so enthusiastic, and there was just so much energy. And I went away thinking, oh, I wish I could do that more often. And then they had a position, and so next year I started working with the Jesters.
A wonderful story. So these annual performances are actually a 20-week adventure?
Yeah, the Jesters is a program that goes on year-round, but from September to March is our core academic year program. And during that time, we provide rehearsal time every Saturday from 10 until 2. So it's a 4-hour time frame. And during that time, our participants explore theater, dance, and music, both instrument and voice, and visual art, storytelling, and animation.
And it's not just something all packaged and put together and they come in and start running the parts. They actually put this whole performance together.
Yes, they co-create it with the team, which I find really exciting. And like this year, we're already thinking about next year's show, and we're paying attention to the things they do or the things they say to come up with a theme, and then the show evolves around that theme. We use a collage-based approach, which is very intentional and allows us a lot of room to play and explore and sort of put different segments together around the idea of a single theme.
And Frank, you happen to be a collage artist. How handy is that? But let's kind of step through the order of building a show.
This year's theme is community, and it emerged because we had a participant who was really, really, really interested in Godzilla and would embody Godzilla really beautifully. So we decided to try to create an opportunity to really highlight that strength and let him explore Godzilla. And so I thought the show was about monsters, but as I explored that idea, I realized the show was really about community, which also played into this particular individual's idea of Godzilla. His theory is Godzilla isn't really mean and nasty. He's just big and doesn't have a lot of body awareness and therefore knocks things down and hurts people.
Misunderstood.
Yes, misunderstood.
I get that feeling. Yes. Okay, so how do you put it all together, including the music?
The Jesters come in with songs that they'd like to do that loosely fit around the theme. And also, Allison picks some songs for us to start off with. And we introduce them to the songs before Christmas. And then we split up into instrument groups. And this year we've got bass guitar, two new guitars, and a drum kit.
Jesters performers. They're singing, of course, as well.
Yeah, and a cello and a violin as well.
And a harmonica.
Oh, yeah. And the kazoos.
Yes, and xylophones. There's a lot of exploration that we do with the music, with the theater structures, as we just try to explore what's possible. And we want to encourage them to do things they're drawn to.
And there's dance included.
And there's dance, yeah. And improv.
And speaking of improv, the Jesters actually brought members of the Second City Comedy
Troupe. Yes, yes. We got a grant from the National Endowment for the Arts, and it gave us money to bring Second City Theater Chicago to Fort Wayne to do a couple residencies last year. Both the participants and the team got to participate in those residencies and learn some basic improv skills. And we've included in our budget to continue bringing Second City as a mentor. And we're now working collaboratively with Broken Pencils, Fort Wayne's local improv group. Great. And we're working together to launch a new integrated improv group that's meeting once a month during the calendar year of 2018 is being mentored by Second City, with the idea that once this group establishes a foundation, gets some skills under their belt, we'll be able to present them at community festivals and things like that. Pretty exciting.
Improv is definitely trending now nationwide. I think that's just great. And Second City was very impressed the skill sets that the Jesters already had. What would you say is added now they've had these workshops?
Improv, by definition, whether you're a person with or without a disability, comes down to choice making and being able to respond in the moment. So I think all of us can benefit from opportunities to improve our choice-making skills. That requires that you're really connected and you're paying attention and you're in tune and you're attuned with the flow of whatever's going on in the moment.
I think also because there's no roles, it allows you to take the anxiety away, because there is no wrong. You can't go wrong. It's going to be funny. And probably the thing I've enjoyed most, I don't know, in the last decade, I think it's because when I was at school, I was largely nonverbal as a child. And to me, this is just like how play should have been at school, or like that sort of development socially. So I think it helps them a lot socially as well.
I'm glad you brought that up, Frank, because you are on the autism spectrum. And so do you think that that's an advantage for you to be able to relate to these jesters no matter what their situation is, just because you know how it is to want to do something and be maybe afraid that you can't do it?
Yeah. And I think it helps the jesters a lot how organic it is, because they're not afraid to ask to do a part or to do something. They all want to be involved.
That's great. And your staff is quite well known for making them feel welcome.
That's really important. We also have an expectation. This is not a recreational program. We hope it's fun, and we really go out of our way to support and encourage and to create that welcoming environment. I tell them we are working to create a sacred container where we can all explore together and take risks. We want the place to be safe. We want it to be sheltered. We want it to be encouraging. But I also want them to focus and to work and to give me something. So they're not allowed to just come and hang out. We expect them to aspire. And I honestly think this group of people really is hungry for that. And then they get the message that we think they can do it, because we want our expectations to be reasonable and achievable. But if we don't set an expectation, we're giving them the message that we're just patronizing them and going through these motions. And I expect more from them than that.
And good for you, good for them. With these expectations and the way that everything's presented, I know you're pleased. Are you ever surprised at the accomplishments that come out of this amazing group of performers?
I think one of the most important things as well is to not underestimate them. I've spent time teaching them guitar and things, and one of the other jesters will come up, and I didn't realize that they could even play the chords. We'll say, that's how you play the chords. And then the other jester said, yeah, I've been doing that with my music teacher. And then they're playing the whole song, and you just have to really not underestimate their abilities.
They teach you a thing or two then.
Yeah.
When we co-create work that's relevant to them, they are invested in the work, and we don't have to try to engage them. They are engaged. And then it's this very interesting synchronistic collaboration between the teaching artist and the participants, where we're working together to guide the work and to follow each other. So our roles switch from time to time, where they'll show us something that we didn't even envision. And then we're like, okay, well, we're going to do that. Or we have an idea we bring to the table. And so it's this very interesting collaborative partnership that becomes a very rich experience for everyone. And I'm always surprised. I'm always amazed. And it takes a lot of work. We all work really, really hard. For some of them, that's new. And that in itself amazes me how willing they are to rise to that occasion when that expectation is set.
That's fantastic. And certainly the point of theater.
They're not used to that level of risk taking. And that's why it's so important that we create the sacred container for that experience. And then when they do take that risk, we work together to make sure it's successful for them in some way. We're not going to let anyone flounder on that stage. I'll jump up on that stage with them and help them through the moment if that's what it takes for us to get through that moment successfully in front of 450 people. So I think that trust that develops between the team and the participants and their willingness to take risks because of that trust is really valuable and important.
Good for all of you for being a part of such a wonderful thing. Frank, when you look at your group of talent, and they are talented, they do have disabilities, there's no denying it. Can you just see the actor and see the success in them and then figure out how you're going to bring it out?
Yeah, I think so. It's because they're so willing. I mean, you can do stuff with groups of neurotypical adults, and it's really difficult to get them engaged because they're inhibited. It's the same with art. Like when a child draws, some children can draw like really super, and you think they're going to be fantastic artists. And then when they get older, they get inhibited and they worry too much to even do art. But with the jesters, it seems like they're just always willing to go for it, and they've always got energy and enthusiasm to do it.
So if you can figure out a way to turn that valve and open it up, which you've all seem to be able to do.
It's quite easy to do, yeah.
It's important to realize this is a group of self-selected people. They're coming to this program because they want the opportunity to explore the performing arts in an environment that lets them explore a range of disciplines within that genre. they're very motivated. They're very much saying, you know, what can we do? What do we get to do? What do you want us to do? And then here's an idea we have. They bring me poems. This year we have a young woman who's composed her own rap that she'll be performing in the show. A young woman who choreographed her own solo dance that she'll be performing. A young man who wrote his own poem that he'll be presenting. And all of this was just work they brought to me. They showed up on a Saturday and said, here, this is my offering. And I said, great, thank you. We'll figure out how to integrate it.
So there's no artistic genre left behind then?
Well, we try to be really encompassing when it comes to really creating a truly multidisciplinary program. Absolutely.
Good for you. So, Gestures have been going strong for 40 years. Yes. Congratulations for that. Since both of you are a huge part of the Fort Wayne art scene in all of the various ways that you connect with it, from those perspectives, what do the Gestures add to our very, very vibrant skyline?
I think it shows that anybody can express themselves if given an arena to do it and acceptance to do it, and at a very high level as well.
Yeah, these people identify as artists, just as I, as a member of the community, identify as an artist. They get to come together, claim their artistic identity, and create art that's relevant to them, and then present it to the community. And I just think that's really powerful.
Allison Ballard is director of the University of St. Francis Gestures and Frank Lewis Allen, a teaching artist there. They are getting ready to do their yearly theatrical presentation, Heads or Tails, Hands and Heart. Allison, Frank, thank you so much for joining us today. And Heads or Tails, here's to the Gestures.
Thank you.
Thank you.